कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading chapter 83 in the 10th canto, and the verses are 25, 26. So, I guess we could do both verses. Rajaneshu Nivruteshu Bhagna. भग्नमाणिषु भगवान् धनुराधाय सज्जं कृत्वाथ लीलया तस्मिन् सन्धाय विशिखं मत्स्यं वीक्ष्य सकृज्जले चित्वेषुणापातयत्तम् सूर्ये चाभिजिति स्थिते प्रभुजी students. Purport. Each day, the sun passes once through the lunar constellation Abhijit, marking the period most auspicious for victory. As pointed out by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, on this particular day, the Muhurta of Abhijit coincided with high noon, further emphasizing Lord Krishna's greatness by making the target all the more difficult to see. Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nirittamena Tasmai Shri Guru Vema. Sorry, I neglected to read the most important thing. Well, the Sanskrit is enough. Translation. After all the arrogant kings had given up, their pride broken, the Supreme Personality of God had picked up the bow, easily strung it, and then fixed his arrow upon it. As the sun stood in the constellation of Abhijit, he looked at the fish in the water only once and then pierced it with the arrow, knocking it to the ground. That's the translation. So what's going on here is that the wives of Krishna, how many wives does Krishna have? One, yes? Anybody? Yes? 16,108. So Krishna has all these wives and they are all assembled in Kurukshetra. And Draupadi, who is whose wife? Not only Arjuna's, she is the wife of the five Pandavas, right? The Pandavas. She is chatting with them in Kurukshetra. And she is asking how they came to be the wives of Krishna. And they are then relating the pastimes of Krishna. And so we have been through a number of wives already. And now Lakshmana is speaking. I always have a tough time remembering the names of the eight wives of Krishna, the eight principal queens. Let's see how you do. Any names? Yes? Rukmini? Kalindi? Yes? Satyabhama, we got three. Jambavati, four. Kalyani again. Mitravinda, sorry Ananya, yes. Satya, six. Am I counting right? Six. Two more. Lakshmana, I just mentioned her, seven. And? Yes. Bhadra, eight wives. I have a tough time remembering it. I'm impressed that you can. Now, who can tell me the names of the 16,000? I bet Prana Govinda Prabhu could. Headed by Rohini. So, the constellation, the word constellation refers to the arrangement, spatial arrangement of stars. And in the Vedic way of looking at things, there are, the sky is divided into 28 portions. One of them is Abhijit, and then there are 27 other names. We won't get into this because I would have to show you the planetary model to make any sense of it. So I have a presentation today, that's not the first slide, where we're going to look at the queens of Krishna. Can you go to the slideshow? Technical difficulties. Thank you. So we're going to look at the queens of Krishna. Everything in the world, the Vaishnav conclusion, which is the Vaishnav gift to the world, is a clear understanding of the nature of God and everybody else, who God is and who everybody else is, and anything and everything in the universe, in the perceivable world around us and the non-perceivable. So, I try to keep these things straight in my head and I get confused a lot. And so this is my attempt to teach myself again what's going on in this philosophy. So hopefully it's of some value to you. So, this is Krishna and his potencies. What does the word potency mean? Anybody? Energy, what does the word energy mean? Power, what does the word power mean? I mean, these are synonyms. Power is not exactly, but what do they mean actually? Again, that's another word. Shakti is another word for energy. So, yeah, function. If we have to do something, we have to eat. If we don't have energy, we can't do anything, correct? If you look at our own example. So we need energy, energy boosts, the boosters that we drink or eat, and then we can do things. So Krishna has shaktis. Krishna is the Shaktiman. He possesses shakti, energies. And there are different kinds of energies. We're going to go look at the classifications of these energies. Of course, unlike us, who are externally dependent on other things, food, drink, sugar, for our energy, Krishna is not dependent on anybody for his energy, because the energies belong to him. And indeed, everybody and everything is an energy of Krishna, including us. The jivas are energies of Krishna. So let's look at the classification. Let's go to the next slide. Unfortunately, I don't have a PowerPoint here, so I'm going to have to look here. And there are different levels of classification and different levels of understanding. So we'll look at a few of them. This is the Vishnu Puran, 6.61. Vishnu Shakti para prokta shetradni akhya tatha para avidya karma sanyanya tritiya shakti rishyate. The word tritiya shakti, tritiya means three. Shakti means energy, potency. There are three potencies of Krishna. The internal potency of the Supreme Lord Vishnu is spiritual. There is an internal potency. There is another spiritual potency known as the Jiva, the Kshetrajna. The third potency is nescience, ignorance, avidya, which makes the living entity godless and fills him with fruitive activity. This is how Prabhupada translates this verse. So let's go to the next slide. So there are multiple names for these three different potencies, and hence the confusion in my mind. And this is from the CC Madhya 6.160. Sorry if you are not able to read this very well, but that the big circle in the center is Krishna. And he is the Shaktiman, the Purna Shaktiman. He has all the energies. The other three circles, one of them is the Parashakti, which was referred to in the Vishnu Purana verse, Kshetrajna Shakti and Avidya Shakti. Right? Those are the three circles we just talked about. But the Parashakti is also referred to as the Antaranga Shakti, is the same thing. Also referred to as the Chit Shakti, which is the same thing. Also referred to as the internal potency. The Kshetrajna Shakti is also called Tatastha Shakti, the marginal potency, Prabhupada used to call it, or the Jiva Shakti. Shakti is potency or energy. And the third one is Avidya, also called Bahiranga or external. The word Bahiranga means external, or Maya or illusory energies. So these are the three types of energies of Krishna. Of course, it gets complicated quickly. So let's go to the next slide. Now we're going to look at Para, the Parashakti, the internal potency. That is further classified, subdivided into three types of potencies. One is the Ladini potency, which is called pleasure potency. Ananda means happiness. The second potency is called the Samvit potency. Also called chit, unfortunately, but this chit is different from the other chit. So the samvit or chit is the potency of knowledge, and the third is sandhini or sat. It's the potency of eternality, eternal existence. So these are Krishna's internal potencies, further subdivided into three, again with their nomenclature and differing names. Okay. Let's go on. Of course, it gets more complicated. But don't worry, I'll try to help as much as I can. So there is another detailed classification. This is from Akrura's vision in the 10th canto, 10:39, 53 through 55. I just cropped out part of the translation. Also in attendance, Akrura is seeing this in his vision, where the Lord's principal internal potencies, Shri, Pushti, Gir, Kanti, Kirti, Pushti, Ila and Urja. Remember all that. As were his material potencies, Vidya, Avidya and Maya, and his internal pleasure potency, Shakti. Different names. Next slide. So here are all the potencies. I'm sorry, this is too small. We need to get a nice PowerPoint projector. So I've listed all the different energies here. There is Tushti, Kirti, Gir, Kanti, Shri, Pushti. These correspond to Krishna's six opulences. You know what Krishna's six opulences are? Memory? Right, so Aishwarya. So these map on to the six Tushti, Kirti. Kirti is fame. Gir is knowledge, Kanti is beauty, Shri is wealth, opulence, Pushti is strength, and Tushti is renunciation. These are the six energies. Different names for the same thing. Okay, then we have Shakti, which is the Labini, I already talked about. We have Avidya, Maya, Jiva and Vidya. These are the... So, Avidya, Maya and Vidya are the external, Bahiranga, and Jiva is the Tatastha. Then there is Ila, which is Sandhini. Urja, this is the Leela Shakti, performing pastimes. Tulsi Maharani is an expansion of Urja. This is Krishna's potencies. So there are non-overlapping and multiple definitions. But hopefully you'll see why I'm going through all this, because it is relevant to our class, our verses today. Okay, so the next one. So here's, this is why I went into all this. So we're going to talk quickly about Srimati Radharani. So this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila 4.71. Who is Radharani, if somebody asked you? The answer is, she whose mind, senses and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy and she helps him in his pastimes. So Radharani is Krishna's energy, potency. But specifically she is the Ladhini potency. The Ladhini is the pleasure-giving Shakti of Krishna. So this is the purport from Srila Prabhupada. She is the personified. Personified means the energy. We think of energy as some abstract thing, but the energies of Krishna are persons, individuals. Like us, we are a person, although we are the energy of Krishna. So she is the personified Ladini Shakti, the pleasure-giving energy of the Lord's internal potency. You saw that there are three different internal potencies broadly, and Radharani is one of them. And therefore, she is the only source of enjoyment for Sri Krishna. Prabhupada says, the Sandini portion of Sri Krishna's internal potency has manifested the all-attractive form of Sri Krishna. And the same internal potency in the Ladini feature has presented Srimati Radharani, who is the attraction for the all-attractive. So, let's go to the next slide. Now, Srimati Radharani, the energy Srimati Radharani expands into three. Just like Krishna expands into various incarnations, expansions. So in the same way, Srimati Radharani expands. And she expands into three types of persons. And one of them is Krishna's queens. They are called the Vaibhav Prakasha expansions of Srimati Radharani. The goddesses of fortune, Lakshmis, they are the Vaibhav Vilas, I'm sure. They are the Vaibhav Vilas expansions of Radharani. And the milkmaids of Raja are direct expansions of Radharani's body. That's why they're called Kaya. Kaya means body. Vyuha Rupa. They have the form. Although they look different from Radharani, they are expansions of her own body. So the queens of Raja, the queens of Dwaraka, who are assembled in Kurukshetra, they are non-different from Radharani. Just like we say, Lord Ram is non-different from Krishna. Or Narsingadeva is non-different from Krishna. There is the same person in different moods. In the same way, Krishna's queens, including the 16,000, are just different expansions of Srimati Radharani. She is the source of everything. This is the Gaudiya Vaishnava conclusion. That's why she is worshipable. So we go to the next one. The question becomes, why does Krishna need so many wives, so many consorts? 16,108. Actually, that's not the number of Krishna's queens. They are infinite in number. So Chaitanya Charitamrita answers this question, the Adilila 480. Bahukanta vina nahi rasera ullasa lilara sahaya lagi bahuta prakasha. Without many consorts, there is not, Prabhupada translates in an interesting way, such exaltation in rasa. Nahi rasera ullasa. It's not much fun. He wants to have more fun, basically, translated into simple English. Therefore, there are many manifestations of Srimati Radharani to assist in the Lord's pastimes. So that's why he needs so many. Go to the next one. So the Ladhini potency, why is this important to us? What's the relevance of these pastimes we are studying to us? Krishna's queens, their love for Krishna. Because the Ladhini potency is necessary for every function we do in bhakti. So here is explained, this is from the Preeti Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami. He quotes from the Narayana Adhyatma. I haven't read this, but I took this from his book. This is the Anuchet 7. Nitya vyakto hi bhagavan ikshate nija shaktitaha tamrute pundarikaksham kaha pashet. I can't read from here anymore. Amitam prabhum. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always invisible. However, with the help of his transcendental potency, one may see him. So without Radharani's help, we cannot see Krishna. This is the bottom line. Without worshipping Radharani, we cannot attain our destination. So, without the help of the Lord's potency, however, with the help of His transcendental potency, one may see Him. We cannot see Krishna, but with the help of His transcendental potency, which is Radharani, we can see Him. Without the help of the Lord's potency, who has the power to see the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord? So, Srimati Radharani, we worship Radha and Krishna, not Krishna alone. Because worshiping Krishna alone, we cannot see Him. We need Radharani's help. Because she is a person, but she also is bhakti herself. Devotion, we are personalists, right? So when we perform devotion, this is Radharani spread over. She is all pervading in devotional service everywhere. She is devotion. When we perform bhakti, then Radharani is the means by which Krishna becomes revealed to us. Okay, so the next slide. So this is just to make this point that Krishna reveals Himself through His internal potency. This is the famous, I couldn't resist including this, Katha Upanishad 1.2.23. Yam eva ishe isha vrinute tena labhyas tasyeva atma vivrinute tanum swam. The Lord is obtained only by one whom He Himself chooses. To such a person He manifests His own form. Jiva Goswami writes in this context, in the Priti Sandarbha, the Lord does this by reflecting the internal potency on the pure senses of the devotee. So this is the mechanism, as far as mechanisms go in spiritual topics. How do we see Krishna? How do we perceive Krishna? Whether with our senses or with our heart, Krishna reflects His internal potency on the purified senses. And then Krishna becomes manifest. I don't know what comes next here. Is there anything else? Oh yes, so the other point is that without Radharani's help, we cannot become free from this material body. It follows naturally. So this is the Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.33. Jarayati ashu ya kosham nigirnam analoyatha. Bhakti, devotional service, dissolves the subtle body of the living entity, the mind, false ego, the intelligence, without separate effort, just as fire in the stomach digests all that we eat. So, bhakti is central to everything. It is the mechanism, you could say, by which we become free from the material world and go back to Godhead. Without bhakti, nothing can be achieved. Not even the heavens, not liberation, nothing. Because Radharani is the only means to get to Krishna. This is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna in one body. That's why we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's showing us how to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. Pada kamalayor dasa dasa anudasa. I think that's probably the end. Go to the next slide. Yes. So, maybe I'll sing a quick bhajan and we end. You got a mudanga, expert mudanga player here? You've been nominated. Well, it's okay, we don't need mudanga. This bhajan was written by Hanuman Prasad Poddar. He is the founder of the Gorakhpur Press in India. Hanuman Prasad Poddar was known to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada visited him a few times in Gorakhpur and stayed with him. And Prabhupada is on record saying that he has no objections for his disciples to read Hanuman Prasad Poddar. It's for those who might have some concerns. So the poem goes like this, beautiful poem. Radhaju Mope Aaj Dharo. He's requesting Radharani, please have mercy on me. Nija nija pritam ki padaraja rati. Please give me moe pradana karo. Please give me the attraction for the dust of Srimati Radharani's most beloved Shri Krishna. Bishana bishaya rasa ki sab asha. Mamata Turata Haro. The problem with us is that we are very attracted to the taste of material enjoyment, which is insurmountable, bishama. So Hanuman Prasad requests, please take this away immediately. Then he says, Bhukti Mukti Ki Sakala Kamana Satavara Nashakaru. Please destroy immediately all desires for material enjoyment and all desires for mukti, liberation. Then, Nija Chakara 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 Ki Seva Pradana Karo. Please give me the service of the servant of the servant of the servant of your own servants, of Radhanani's servants. Rakho Sada Nibhrita Nikunjame. Always keep me in your private flower garden. Jhadu Bare Baro. Please make me a sweeper in your garden. So this is the prayer to Srimati Radharani from Hanuman Prasad. I'm not a good singer. I'm not a trained singer. I'm going to try. Please excuse my many deficiencies in singing. Radha, Radha, Juno Pe, Radha, Juno Pe, Mo Pe, Radha, Juno Pe, Ajitara. It's okay, it's 4 beats, do whatever you like. Radha Juma Pe Ajitara Nij Nij Pritam Ki Padraj Rati Nij Nij Pritam Ki Nij Nij Pritam Ki Nij Nij Pritam Ki Padraj Rati Mohe Pradan Karo Radha Juma Pe Ajitara Radha Juma Pe Ajitara Vishama Vishaya Ras Ki Sab Asha Vishama Vishaya Ras Ki Sab Asha Mamata Turata Haro Bhukti Mukti Ki Sakala Kamana Bhukti Mukti Ki Sakala Kamana Satvara Nash Karo Radha Juma Pe Ajitara Nij Chakara 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 Ki Seva Pradana Karo Rakho Sada Nibhrit Nikunj Mein Jharu Bar Bar
Radha jo pe aaj dharo Radha jo mo pe aaj dharo.
This is in Braja Bhasha, written by Hanumata Sadbodha. Okay, so I'll stop here. Questions, comments, discussion.
Prabhu, what I understand from the chapter 4 Adilila, it's easy to remember this chart. Prabhupada gave in the purport that there is only one Shakti, Absolute Truth, not three or six or unlimited, only one. And that one Shakti is Parashakti. And Prabhupada gives that quote, Parasya Shakti Vividaiva Suyate. And if you break down that Sanskrit, Parasya Shakti, in the beginning of that verse, Natasya Karjam Karanam Cha Vidyate, Natat Sama Abhadikascha Drishyate. Natasya Karjam. So Absolute Truth doesn't do any activities, he only enjoys. Prabhupada quote like this, and Prabhupada explained that the Parasya Shakti, so that he has a, that Absolute Truth has a one Shakti. That Shakti is known by her function in many names. That has to be understood. So in the beginning, the Charimate, the Prabhupada gives that Parashakti, when minute aspect of that Shakti emanates, it's called Jiva Shakti. That's why we belong to Krishna, we belong to spiritual world. And that Shakti, when it reflects as a shadow, then it is real or nations. It's not a three Shakti. That has to be understood. Krishna has a one Shakti. He is one. And that one Shakti, when takes the form called Murta, is Radharani. When it's Amurta, is the initiation that Guru gives in the heart of every soul. That it takes from Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya all the way to Mahabhava. It's very sweetly in chapter 4 Prabhupada explained.
Thank you. So,
and the other, yeah. So one more point. Yeah. And the other three divisions that you made, Prabhupada gave another angle to look at it. I was very convinced the way Prabhupada put the purport. That Parashakti has a three manifestation and three functions. So three manifestation is the chief potency in the spiritual world, jiva potency in the marginal world, and the maya potency in the material world. And three function is that sat, chit, ananda. Not the function and the manifestation are divided. Yeah. Prabhupada put it like this, very nice.
Yeah, that's good, that helps a lot. So there are functions and there are manifestations. So the reason the divisions, I presented the divisions of course according to the verses. And what's going on there which was confusing to me is Lavini is called Radharani. Whereas she's given the name and then Sandhani, Prabhupada explains, is Krishna's form. So then, but I guess Radharani in her function is Lavini, but Radharani is also the source of all these different energies. So that the manifestation and functions, I guess, yeah, you can differentiate between them and then it becomes easy to understand. But I would like to see where this concept is explained in terms of a shloka, where it's explained that Radharani divides herself, manifests herself in Ladini, Sandini and Chit. Okay, so that's the verse that... Okay, I get it now. Yeah. Right. Purna Shakti, that's right. That's right. Yes. Okay, so you were not on the microphone, so what he was saying was that The verse Parasya Shakti hi Vividhayuga Shruyate explains that Shakti there is singular. So there is one Shakti that is manifest in different forms. And then another verse where Radharani is Purna Shakti and Krishna is Shaktiman. So Purna Shakti implies all Shaktis in one person. And so there we have the resolution. Thank you very much. Anything else? Thank you very much. Ntayagor Premanande. Oh, there is one question from Mataji. One question from Mataji. Sorry. Please wait for the microphone to come to you. The others who are listening.
Hi, Krishna. The second to the last slide, I think I was going through them. I think we went through them pretty quickly. There,
yes.
But there was some reference to dissolving the subtle body, and I was wondering if you could put that into context. You know, what... it was rather fast we went through that.
See, so the understanding is that we as souls, the mechanism by which the soul is trapped in the material world, each of us in this room is in this material world by the mechanism where the subtle body, the intelligence, the false ego in the mind, it covers us and keeps us bound to the body, the conception, flood. And the idea is that when all of us, each of us is going to be successful in our going back to Godhead, what's going to happen, or what is going to have to happen mechanistically, is that we would have to not only give up our bodies, but we will have to give up this subtle body, which is the mind, the false ego, and the intelligence. Without losing that, we won't be able to go back to Godhead. And the only way, the verse is explaining, the only way to do that is to do bhakti. Without devotional service, other than devotional service, there is no other method in the world to dissolve the subtle body. There is no other method. So even the jnana yogis who are getting liberation, Jiva Goswami explains in much depth in the Priti Sandarbha and also in the Bhagavad Sandarbha. And the Paramatma, I mean, he explains this over and over again, that even the liberation that the jnanis get, where they merge into the impersonal effulgence of Brahman, that liberation requires a pinch of devotional service. Because if that's not present in there, they just become offenders and have to continue taking birth and death. Aruya kruchrena padama padama tataha patanti abha anadrita. Because they reject Krishna's lotus feet, they have to come back into the material world. So we have to understand this very clearly as the Gaudiya Vaishnava conclusion is the only way even to escape the material world. What to speak of personally serving Krishna? The only way to lose our material trappings, intelligence, false ego, and mind, is to perform devotional service. Because only Radharani, only those that are transcendental to the material world have the power to do anything about the material world. We can do anything by our own strength.
So it is Radharani's potency that then dissolves.
Like you said, there is only one potency, and that potency expands into many, including the Guru. But yes, ultimately, bhakti is Radharani.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, close now. Thay Gaur Premanande.